Hello, I'm Koichiro or Katie from Placemaking Japan. And today in this podcast, I'm talking about our network, Placemaking Japan, and the value of the great global network and some inspiration from Japan.
Thank you so much for listening to Urbanistica podcast. I am Mustafa Sharif, an urban planner, and you're more than welcome to join my big journey of exploring the making of smarter and more livable cities. Please don't forget to follow Urbanistica on the different social media platforms, and also let's connect on LinkedIn. Big thanks to Urbanistica podcast partner, AFRI. AFRI is an international engineering and design company providing sustainable solutions in the fields of energy, industry, and infrastructure. Are you ready for a new episode? Let's go for it. Today we have a new story from Pontevedra. And I have the pleasure to welcome you, Katie, to Urbanistica podcast. Hey, and welcome.
Hello, I'm Katie from Placemaking Japan, and I'm really pleased and excited to be in this my favorite program.
Thank you so much. So how are you doing?
Yeah, it's very nice and very busy because in this Pontevedra, I'm joining the Placemaking Week Europe, and there are so much interesting programs are going on. So it's very inspiring.
Nice. So did you manage to attend? No, it's impossible to attend all of them. Right. Like, how many did you attend? Like,
I don't know. I cannot count, but another member of Placemaking Japan is joining. So. We are splitting and joining as much as possible.
Nice, nice. Welcome to Pontevedra. So we start with you. You are our storyteller. Mm-hmm. How would you like to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Sure. Okay. So I'm coming as a member of Placemaking Japan, and this is a network launched last year, 2021, and that is new, but it's hosted by our kind of collective of Sotonova, that is an organization, non-profit organization doing the web media project, advocacy training, and so on and so forth. That is me, and I have two other faces actually. One is that is my full-time position, that is for consulting for developers. About an area-based development and management. So, and the third one I describe myself as a community placemaker or a placemaking citizen.
Yeah.
That's kind of more like a hobby or that's an everyday thing. So, I have three faces actually.
Awesome. What are you passionate about?
That's placemaking is my passion, and two things are happening. One is we are as Placemaking Japan and Sotonova, we are now starting the new training course for West Game, which is one method of to engage people and assess public spaces. So that is coming. So. Yeah, that is exciting. And the other is for more like for community. That is I work with high school students in my town, and they come up with a great idea to do a very quick intervention, like a mobile library project. So that's gonna be really exciting.
Yeah. So tell me about the background of Placemaking Japan. Who mm-hmm. did it? Who did start?
The network is organized, being organized by our organization Sotonova. We as a Sotonova have been in doing about many public space related things for seven years. Now and but the starting point of, why we started the national network that is, that is related to the placemaking week. Our members attended the Placemakers Asia week. That was in Malaysia in 2019.
Okay.
So yeah, we met many placemakers, not only from Asia, but Europe, Americas, everywhere. So that was really, you know, kind of
inspiration.
Yeah, inspirational and transformative experience. So we decided to do that kind of thing in Japan. So that's our starting point as an Japan network.
What was the most difficult thing before you start?
We started and we are still working to expand or enrich our network. And so far we did two placemaking weeks
in Japan.
Both were done last year, but they were fully online.
Okay, of the COVID.
Right. So in Pontevedra, I'm experienced great, great value of networking in person conditions and in a great environment in this car-free city. But so far we haven't done that kind of thing in our networks. We are connected, but the next step is to make it more
physical,
right?
Yeah,
exactly. Inspirational. Yes.
Yeah. So, like, how many people are in the network from Japan?
We don't have a correct number. It's maybe hundreds of people and joining in Facebook, following Facebook page, and just maybe core members are just 20-ish or something. And we are now trying to develop our directory of the Japanese placemakers. So we would like to, visualize and celebrate our placemakers.
Yeah, yeah. So, what are the challenges that placemaking Japan is facing now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's placemaking is getting popular in Japan. That's especially in the planning world, the world of planning. But the information, available information in Japanese is still somewhat limited not as many as in English. Many of us are not, proficient in getting information in English. Some people think placemaking in this way, seeing kind of fun, great special design or other people things like that. So the more understanding or the philosophy of the placemaking is one of our challenge.
Yeah. So you see, like the language is a kind of a challenge, like the Japanese to English or English to Japanese.
Right. Yeah. That's we felt we are in a great, network.
Yeah.
The value of global network of placemaking, but we want to connect more that with Japanese placemakers and the future placemakers. And that's one mission for me now is to bring back experience here
To Japan.
Translate this to Japanese audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What other challenges that you're facing?
Right. Yeah. So Another challenge is maybe, I talked about the understanding in the planning world, but we want to expand it more to other sectors.
Not only urban planning.
Exactly. Yeah, placemaking is getting popular in urban planning, architecture, built environment specialists, but that could be the value of placemaking is to bring more, or experts or non-experts the same place. So that's what we would like to do.
Yes. Other challenges, or these are the main two?
Okay. So practically, we are doing some projects and bringing a placemaking workshop methods and so on.
Yeah.
So we are still trying to more, or meaningful or better way of engagement, participation, or co-creation. For example, the engagement is maybe most common languages in placemaking, but I feel sometimes difficult to translate it in Japanese.
Okay.
Yeah, we have similar words, but I feel somewhat difficult to convey that nuance.
Yeah. So you spend a lot of time in bringing inspiration from the world and translating it correctly to Japanese.
Right.
Yeah. Can you tell us about a project that you work with in Japan related to placemaking? I'm very curious.
Sure. Yeah. In terms of the translating the global knowledge, there is one about place game training course that I'm passionate about now. That's what we did is to bring the method of the place game workshop method, and we are doing a training, but before that we made a kind of guide to for place game how you can organize and implement that method, and there was a manual kind of guide made by a placemaking Europe, and we tested that in Japan, but we found some kind of difficulty to directly apply it in our context. We tested several times the method, and we identify the adjustment, and that's one thing what we did as a kind of bridging contexts.
And tell me about a project you work in Japan with the focus on community engagement and so on, as a professional.
Right. Yeah. That's a Now, one project is going on. That is a project, placemaking, citywide placemaking project to revitalize the downtown area.
Mm. Which city?
The Utsunomiya city. It's in a metro area. That's 2 hours from Tokyo.
Yeah.
So, in the project, beginning stage. Identified key organizations, made task force for placemaking, did pop-up engagement session to get voices from people passing by the street, and fall, we are going to have workshops, share it to make a vision for placemaking in the city.
Yeah, yeah. And like, I have a question. How do you call placemaking in Japanese?
Ah, good question. Yeah, that's also placemaking. Placemaking in Japanese as well.
Like, say it one more time.
Placemaking. just an intonation.
But and how, like, is there a Japanese word? Like in Swedish, it's called like platsutveckling.
I see.
Placemaking. Mm? Is it a Japanese translation for it?
Yeah, there is actually. Interestingly, that's called a direct translation. It pronounces a bazukuri.
Bazukuri?
Bazukuri, but interestingly, that word is used for somewhat different.
Okay.
As original placemaking.
Yeah.
The term bazukuri is more used for, not only for public spaces, but maybe more for, indoor community spaces and so on. So then we intentionally use placemaking.
Yeah. And is it common that in Japan you do community engagement projects or not really?
It's common. Yeah. It's common. And so yeah, that's how we, and it's, I think it's an increasing in some way, and maybe the difference, slight difference of the placemaking from the conventional one is to maybe it's more linked to the actions.
Yeah. And are you also in Japan, like looking at what Europe doing, and you like taking it to Japan, like now as with a 15-minute city, with other, like, let's say, things that happening in Europe, or no, you're like saying no, this is not really related to our context, and we don't need to take it in.
Yeah, especially about the 15-minute city, that's really related. That's very well spoken in Japan, and also walkability is really not kind of that's a key word also in Japan.
What are the challenges that you placemakers in Japan are facing?
The word itself, the concept itself, about the placemaking is getting popularity, but we are trying, to introduce practical approaches of the placemaking. That's as I say, information in Japanese is still limited, and that's why we made a Japanese version of the guide, publishing in the media. In this week in Pontevedra, I'm getting more recent idea of placemaking and a practical way of doing that. And I'd like to bring back to Japan.
To Japan. So, yeah. what is the most interesting thing that you listened to during these 2 days?
Oh, well, so many.
Yeah, yes. Like one that really like catched you, you'll be like, oh, this is interesting, I will take it back to Japan.
That's one thing I just attended now is about an workshop about health and the well-being relating to the public space. And that is very interesting to, you know, to hear the message that that health is a kind of anchoring theme to bring the transformation of the urban areas. So that is very strong. And in addition to that particular session, I heard about the health topic in many sessions. And that's my finding this time, that the health is it's linking with built environment and the public space. So that's very
interesting. And what did you enjoy most in Pontevedra as a visitor?
About Pontevedra. It's very amazing. And I feel really that's a safe and really walkable. And there are many great plazas and squares. And one thing that really struck me was that the school kids playing football. Football on a square in front of the school in a lunch break. Wow, that was really great. That would be impossible if cars are passing by, and if the park manager is strict about doing that, not only kids but other elderly citizens seated nearby from the football. And I saw very great mix of people and activities. That was really amazing.
Nice. And you are here with your colleague to bring inspiration back to Japan. So I would like to ask you, what can we get inspiration from Japan? Like, is there something that you can inspire us with, like from Japan, that we are missing here, or we can maybe work on, like especially here in Europe?
That's a great question, because we would like to learn from the foreign countries, but I would like to also tell about our great public spaces. And there are many things, but one is about a kind of walkability. We in Japan talk about walkability recently, but for me, it's there in some part of Japan. Streets and really shared in some part, and there are great shopping street, and you can get food and a drink there. So I really would like to have this kind of in-person placemaking week in Japan, and I invite you anywhere from the world.
So we have the last three questions. And the first one is about you give a message to Pontevedra. What should they think about when they continue developing the city?
I learned a lot from my experience of the Pontevedra. So there's not so much to say for this great city, but if the city will develop more, maybe I would really like to see this and a great atmosphere is an is kept on a respect, even though more people will come, but It will be great if new people are also not engaged and in the city making and the old Pontevedra people who could share their ideas and keep great traditions and or sometimes bring a new nice things
yeah.
to the city. So the mayor of Pontevedra said the city is very dynamic. So I'd like to see the dynamics when I come back here again.
Nice. So and three takeaway messages to all our listeners.
So okay, first is to the networking of placemakers is very great, and it's now getting really international, and we are inspiring each other very much. So that's what I'm enjoying, and I hope to share this excitement with many people around the world.
Yeah.
The second is maybe kind of sharing ideas, multi-sectoral ideas with placemaking. So many different things, not only about planning and architecture, is talked in this the placemaking week. So so that will be great to integrate or collaborate together among the different disciplines, right? So the third one, this in Pontevedra we experience a very great example of the walkable city and 15 minute city. It's real here. So we find a great value, real value from it. So it's worth trying to make it real in many parts of the world.
Nice. And the last question,
right,
in this episode,
sure,
it's going to be you asking it to me and to the listeners. So now it's your turn to ask.
Yeah.
What is your question to us?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I'd like to hear more about what process or method you are using for your placemaking activities, and what's your challenge, and how you overcome it. Maybe I packed some severe questions, but
thank you so much. I'm really happy to talk to you, and this is like an intro episode with you, so I'm hopefully gonna follow up, and we're gonna listen to more stories from Placemaking Japan. So thank you so much, and greetings to all the placemakers there.
Thank you so much. Let's see you in Japan.